This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
In John chapter 17, Jesus prays in the shadow of the cross. Now that his work is finished, he desires his former glory. Jesus also defines eternal life. It's not a place or a time, but a relationship, a life linked with God. Jesus prays for the unity among his disciples, that it doesn't disintegrate. He prays for his future followers as well. When the fellowship we have with God is visible in our relationships with each other, it catches the eye of this world. Cohesion and harmony within a group is rare. Families are crumbling. Neighborhoods are in turmoil. Genuine, workable oneness is what our world needs. The church should demonstrate where unity can be found. The cross has two bars, one vertical, the other horizontal. Jesus died not only to reconcile man to God, the vertical, but also man to his fellow man, the horizontal. It's important we remain tight. Our unity gives testimony to the power of the glue that binds us together. Jesus hasn't taken us out of the world, nor does he want us to take over the world. We're to be in the world, but not of it. We're supposed to hang out with heavenly habits so the world can look on. Have you been hiding, or worse, have you been assimilated into the worldliness around you? May our lives reflect values born in heaven.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.